Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is a very good morning. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So today is October 19th, 2021. And I appreciate everyone that's on the line this morning. Hallelujah for another day. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm giving thanks to you, Father God, this day in the name of Jesus for life and that more abundance. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to send the spotlight on us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out our transgressions, wash us, cleanse us and wash us from our sins, Father. Anything that we have done that's not pleasing to you today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Renew right spirits within us and take not that Holy Spirit away from us, dear God. Cleanse us, wash us, purge us, make us whiter than snow, God. And thank you right now, God, that you've forgiven us for our sins right now, God, so that our prayers this morning will not be hindered from coming forth to you this day, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, for life. We thank you right now, God, for abundant life. We thank you right now, God, for a hundredfold life. We thank you right now, God, for manifold life in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done this morning right now, God. Hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven for our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning right now, God. And for the ones that are not on the prayer line, God, we thank you for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, and we honor you, and we give you all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning for everything, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke every jinx, every hex, every curse, every vex, every witchcraft, every warlock spirit, everything not of the Holy Ghost that tries to come against the prayer and the ministry, the ministry this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, to keep our prayers from being to hinder our prayers, keep our prayers from being answered in the name of Jesus. And this morning I just want to, I want to speak on multiply. And and this is what, you know, that came to my mind this morning to speak on. Well, rather, you know, a devotional that I come across, and I just felt very strongly to speak on this morning. And the heading is Multiply. Within your womb, there is a birth. They are the sons and daughters, nurtured by the purity you impart. As your partner with Jesus, you will become mature fathers and mothers to those who were once like you. When you eat from the manna of his presence, you become bread, sustenance for others to glean from. His presence in you has qualified you as a minister, a releaser of his kingdom to those he brings to you. You are called to duplicate yourself. Pay attention to the people who show up in your life. They are there by accident. Pour into those who are drawn to what you carry. Impart to them the wisdom and revelations God has given you. Pray with them. Teach them. Encourage them. And disciple them so they, in turn, can nurture others. Live as an example for them to follow. Let them see the good and the bad and the path to God in every situation. He has prepared you to birth a harvest. Father, you have filled us with your spirit. Now fill us with the confidence, wisdom, and insight revelations launch them into even greater revelation. May their passion for you be even deeper. Our passion for you be even deeper than ours. Give us your heart for those you place in our care. Help us to lead them well. And resonated in my spirit and stuff. And God has put us here on this earth to be a witness to others, to be ministers right now, God, to minister in his word and the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be bold and to be, hallelujah, be, you know, just feet on what God has done for us and doing, you know, and telling our own story, our testimonies. And these are some scriptures that I wanted to give you, if you got your pen and your paper ready this morning, from Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Another scripture that I found that was enlightening to me, Titus 2:7, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity. Another scripture is Matthew 5:16. This is in the ESV version. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Another scripture that, you know, John 3:16-21. But I'm just going to read John 3:16 part. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but shall eternal life. In Isaiah 43:10-12, but I'm going to read part of it. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may be know and believe me and understand that I am he. Another one, Acts 1-8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come unto you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And I thank God for that, because this is our commission, is to go out and tell everyone that we know about Jesus Christ. Speak the gospel. Teach the gospel. Whatever and wherever it is that God has called us to do. And we have to be witnesses and be careful what we say, what we do. Very, very careful to, and, you know, because people are watching us everywhere. They're watching us. And we have to always, you know, in mind that they're watching us. And there's somebody out there. Hallelujah. Whoever it is that God bring to us and have to us, they're not there by mistake. They don't come to you by mistake, and it's just something that just happened. There, you know, there's already a day that these people come to you, and for us to teach them, for us to set an example, to speak truth and stuff. So I just thank God for that this morning. And so I'm asking everyone to open up the lines now, the lines right now, so we can come together and praise God for the victory, you know, that you know, for the harvest that's coming in right now. The harvest is coming into this ministry and all the ministries around the world in the name of Jesus, and that we be that example that we need to be. Continue to be that example that we need to be, you know, in order to, you know, that people will be ushered in
to Christ in Jesus' name. So as we can begin to start praying right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the harvest and the labor and multiplying of the people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you, Father, this morning. Thank you right now, God, for the harvest is plentiful, but the labels are true, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, give us what we need, everything that we need to be able right now, God. Hallelujah. As this happens today, hallelujah, share what we know with somebody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be contagious with us. Hallelujah. That when they see us today, that we will know that there is a difference. Hallelujah. It's something about us that we are people. Hallelujah. And we need to tell them what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. To usher them in right now, God, for today unto salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for all the souls that are coming in, Father, because we are placed, we are strategically placed in the way that you would have us to go, horizontally and vertically lined up with your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For everyone that's on this prayer line, and for the ones that wanted to be here, for some reason they couldn't be here, Lord, we thank you for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, being that peculiar person, hallelujah, that's something about them, that I can't tell what it is, but I know it's something that is drawing me closer to them to see what it is, what makes them act the way that they act. They don't act like the world in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Causing us to walk the way that you walk, being examples and walking epistles right now, God, unto you, God. We thank you right now, God.
Hallelujah, unbelief and doubt that may try to hinder us from coming
coming and doing what the will of God is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has given us power, love, and a sound mind.
Thank you for Sister Minister Darlene. Hallelujah.
right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Speaking her right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for her, Father. In Jesus' name, we say we honor you. We praise you right now. In the name of Jesus. And everyone that's on this line, thank you, Lord, for every one of you. Because each and every one of we are part of the puzzle. In the name of Jesus, we fit together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saying same mind, saying on the one accord. In the name of Jesus, that we come together. It can't happen unless we be together as one. In the name of Jesus, standing up for truth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, standing up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Open our eyes to see. In the name of Jesus, open our ears to hear you, Father. In the name of thank you right now, God. Open up our mouth boldness right now, God. We can boldly speak. Hallelujah. Tell anyone that everyone that we see about the gospel in Jesus' name. And people are hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will be contagious. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for the things you've done, the things you're doing, and the things that you're about to do in our lives today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every storm, every test, every trial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every challenge. Father, in the name of Jesus, every catastrophe, every storm. Father, we thank you, Father, for it all, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, that you know, hallelujah, every hair on our head, hallelujah, and what we're going to come up against, Father, just say in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for our whole arm of God, that we may be against every fiery God of the enemy today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we put on that whole arm in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and we walk in love, hallelujah, we walk in our we walk in our healing. We walk in our salvation. We walk in holiness. We walk in sanctification. We walk in faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you're listening in agreement. And I thank God to be here.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Sister Marie, will you be able to pray this with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the line?
Good morning. This is Lois. I thank God for being here, and I'm listening.
Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So right now, if there's any prayer requests or that anyone has to be prayed over this morning, anything
yes,
that the Lord has done for any of us? Hello.
Yeah, I want to continue to pray for Manak. He's down in Australia. Just want to pray that he comes out of the hospital, that he becomes healed. Also, my Uncle Marvin and Cousin Raymond both have cancer in their bodies, so want to pray for them for their deliverance. And then one of my neighbors lost her mother, so Shirley is my neighbor, and we just want to pray for her and her family as they go through the process of laying the mother to rest. Geraldine needs income. She needs a job or some kind of income. So she's another one of my neighbors. I want to pray for her.
Okay. Does anyone else have a prayer request or testimony or that they come?
Yeah, I have a prayer request. If you would pray for this little girl called Layla, I think, 7 years old, that she has COVID. To pray for her healing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else that have anything that they want to say this morning?
Yes, I would like prayer for one of our church, Ursha's, Counselor Johnson. Someone killed her brother on Saturday, and pray for the family to pray for strength for the family, because they're taking it hard, and that whoever killed them, they find them and bring them to justice.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank everyone so much. Is there anybody else that has anything to say this morning? So, okay, we're going to come together as a whole. And, you know, for the prayer request for anyone and for everyone. So we're going to come as corporate, and we do corporate prayers in the name of Jesus. And, you know, trust and believe God for the prayers that, hallelujah, he's heard that is going up. The Holy Ghost remembers. He knows everything, every word that has been spoken, because it's put out in the atmosphere. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the voice to do this. So we're going to come together in prayer and pray together. Father God, we thank you right now, God. Everyone, thank you, Father.
No, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father,
for the
God. We pray for Manasseh, oh God.
Come,
Father,
Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling power family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give them strength right now, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and our government, and Lord, that you replace, hallelujah, hallelujah, with somebody that's the spirit of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for truth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Father. the name of Jesus. Every breath that has come forth, we thank Father in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for strength, for unity, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for trusting us, trusting in your process, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for new mercies. Hallelujah, Father.
The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The praises of the Lord is here. The praises of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The praises of the Lord is here. The praises of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God for his presence this morning. Praise his
thank
name.
You. Amen.
Is there anyone else have a song or testimony? Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll say mine. I just thank God for what he's done. On yesterday, when I was riding back from the store, my granddaughter called me. And when she called me because she hadn't been speaking to nobody in the family. She had ostracized herself and, you know, and just said that she don't have family and she thought that she wasn't loved and stuff like that because of the thing that she did. And the good thing that resonated with me is I had already forgiven her for the things that she'd done and that, you know, so when she called me, I didn't even go into the things and said, you know, well, you did this and you did that. I just accepted her and started talking to her like I talked to her before and said, you know what, I love you. I'm so proud of you. And you know, I'm proud of the things that you are doing. And it's good that you got a job that you can write your own hours and stuff like that and you stay focused. I stayed on that. I didn't go into what she did and what she did not do. It's just like she never stopped even speaking to me and her family. So she has gotten with her mother. This is how great God is and how he's doing this family. And I thank him for it. She is speaking with her mother. She is speaking right now in the name of Jesus, and she apologized. Hallelujah. She's apologizing. She's apologizing. Hallelujah to my daughter's husband. I was there when she was calling on the phone and apologizing to him. So that is a big thing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God is doing her. Hallelujah, because hallelujah. And I thank God for salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for it because she made that phone call, and that's a big step. So, Lord, I thank you, and I give you all the glory and the honor and the praises because I see what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see, hallelujah, how you're working right now, God. I see what the power of prayer is doing in my family life in the name of Jesus. And for those things that I don't even know, I see, and I know that you are always on your always there. You are always present. You are always doing and doing, and you show us how great you are, and I give you all the glory and the honor and the praises, hallelujah, for the things that you have done, hallelujah, prayers being answered, unity coming back forth in the family. It is already done in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you right now. So is there anyone in Jesus' name, Father, that has anything that they need to say or want to say about what God has done for them, a song or whatever that it is? For this is the day the Lord has made. So we're going to rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Is there anyone else?
Yes. This is Sister Marie. I just want to praise God for being able to walk after getting 2 knee replacements. And I just want to praise God for where I'm at in my recovery. I might not be where I want to be, but I just thank God for being where I'm at. And I want to thank him for healing me totally. I just praise him for that because I know it will too come to pass, not by my schedule or my calendar or my want, but it'll be right on time. So, and I'm thankful for getting both of them done at one time because him allowed me to do that or guided me, opening my mouth to agree to that. because I wouldn't want to go through this again, and he knows my heart. So I just praise him right now for moving in my life, you know, in spirit and in health. And I just give him the glory and the victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you, my sister. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank and praise God. I can't stop praising him enough because nobody knows the pain that I was in but me and Jesus. And I pained for about 2 or 3 days from being a month when I couldn't even lay down. I had to sit up because every time I tried to lay down, my hand was like it was in purify my fingers. But when the doctor told me I would have to get a nerve test, and the nurse asked me, "Will it be all right if I schedule it in one of Robin's, because that they get you in quick and get the report back to the doctor?" And so when they sent my order, it took about 3 days for them to call me, which I called them in 2 days. And so she said that they hadn't got the paper, but they was going to call me. She called me the next day, and she said, "Well,
okay, thank you for that, sister. Hallelujah, God is great, he is great." Is there anyone else?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We just praise God for the victory in all things and for the things that we don't even think about, that is the little things that I see God that is doing, hallelujah, in my life, in the lives, in my family life, in the lives of other people, in the name of Jesus. I thank God for putting people around me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not an accident. Hallelujah. God will supply our needs according to his riches and glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you. We ask him for it. You know, sometimes we don't even know that is right, you know, standing right there, stand us in the face. Our victory. Hallelujah. Our deliverance, our healing is there in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for the little things. In the name of Jesus and his son Jesus' name. So, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. No one else before I, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anyone else? No one else before I turn it over to Sister Darlene? Is there anyone else? Thank you, Father.
Are you ready for me to pray?
Yes, no one else. Is there anyone else? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you ask Sister Marie to pray. She can go ahead and do the prayer, and then I'll lead after that.
Okay. Sister Marie, can you do the prayer? And pray, and Sister Darlene will take it from there.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we come to you this morning, agreeing with one another in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, feel your spirit on this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just want to just say thank you for loving on us, Heavenly Father, and allowing us to love on you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, just guiding our steps and ordering our steps, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, and meeting our needs, Lord. You know everything about each and every one of us, even though the number of hairs on our head. We just want to say, meet our needs, Lord, our desires, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, just spread healing throughout each and every one of us, Lord, and our family members, Lord, and our friends, Heavenly Father, and those that we don't know that calling out to you, Heavenly Father, for whatever may be in need. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, give us and those that in need comfort, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's people that's out there that we don't know, Lord. They have lost family members is in the hospital, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Spread comfort through this line, Heavenly Father. Lord, speak to us, Heavenly Father, more and more. Let us hear more and more your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, and those don't hear you, Lord, get them a listening ear that they be able to hear you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just lift you up high, Lord. Oh, we glorify you for everything that go on in our life, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord, because we can't do anything without you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And continue protecting us from those different viruses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue strengthening us, Lord, where we may be weak, Lord. And those that don't have strength at all, strengthen them, Lord. Lord, we pray for people with all talents, Heavenly Father, people that's under a lot of stress, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. People with memory loss, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, give us courage, Lord, that we go out and we can speak your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that need confidence, Lord, give them confidence, Lord. Because what you do for one, you will do for another. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that have a little faith, strengthen their faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You said, Lord, for us to walk by faith and not by sight. That means whatever we pray for is ours right now as we pray, whenever we pray, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we stand on your word because your word is true, Lord. Oh, yes, you are the truth. You are the light, Heavenly Father, and you are the way, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Take all of us, Heavenly Father. Take us, Lord. We give ourselves to you, Heavenly Father. Mold us and shape us into the person that you want us to be, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. When people see us, let your light shine on us and through us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, just continue lifting us up, Lord. Holding us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Giving us a word, Lord, that you want us to have, Lord, and help us to meditate on that word to give us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray for those that are living out on the streets, Lord. Lord, we pray that they receive shelter, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there's nothing you can't do, Lord. So we ask that you open doors for those people out on the streets, Lord, that they have a place to stay, Lord. Get them a stable living environment, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Someone may be out crying to you right now. But whatever their cry is, answer their cry, Heavenly Father. That's who you are, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You answer prayers, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the prayers that you have answered, the requests that came through. Prayer, praise, and deliverance, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we do know that you answer prayers on your time, not our time, Lord. It's a lot of times everything is not meant for us right then, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for answering our prayers, Lord, no matter how long it takes, Lord, because we know we ask for what we want, but you know which is the right season to receive it, Lord, that it's possible even more abundantly once we get it. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And help us to realize that when we don't get it when we want it, that probably is something bigger that you have for us, bigger than we ever dreamed or imagined, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for those that have businesses, Heavenly Father. Let their businesses bloom, Lord. Those that are already up and running real good, even touch their finances, Lord. Touch the clients, Lord. Send clients to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There are some businesses out there that are going under, Lord. They're lacking money to continue. Lord, touch them that they don't have to shut down those. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch those businesses, Lord, that they don't have to shut down those, Lord. Oh, let them see your work, Lord, that they can turn and give you glory, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you through the hard times, through the good times, Lord. We just praise you because you deserve to be praised all day long, Lord. That's who you are, a good, good God, Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your life, Lord, and you being a part of our life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Open doors for doors and open doors for us, Lord, where doors need to be opened, close the doors that need to be shut, Lord. Make a way for us out of no way, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Almighty God. Oh, yes, you're a good, good God. We just love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. We just ask you to continue being ahead of our lives, Lord, guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, being with us every breath we take, every step we make, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, showing us travel mercy as we travel to and from wherever we might go, Lord, protecting us as we travel, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we just pray that you continue to keep your head of protection around us and our family members. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, we pray for those people that got kidnapped off that bus or that was kidnapped off the bus, Lord. Oh, protect them and their family members, Lord. And we ask that you take care of that situation, that they be safe to return. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Father, I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on in this hour throughout the world, Heavenly Father. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. And everybody, we pray for us. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. And we forgive those that we trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, Father, but deliver us from evil. But you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. We all agree and pray in Jesus' name and saying, thank you, Lord. We love you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Marie, for that wonderful prayer. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for even sharing this morning. Those who missed earlier in this hour, Sister Gladys was talking about multiplying and, you know, increasing and letting people know about Jesus Christ to expand the kingdom. So if you missed it and you want to go back and listen to it, you can do that. We thank God for everyone who is here today, and we are near the top of the hour. We're about to close out today. We do thank God for just continuing to bless. You know, many times I stop and I listen to what the Spirit is saying, and, you know, you can hear what God is saying, that he's done great things. And like this morning when I was praying, it was like just different people came to mind that needed prayer. I don't know what their situation is, but when you stop and listen to the Spirit, you can hear who God wants you to pray for. You can pray for different situations and circumstances. So we want to be led by the Spirit. And I want to encourage everyone. I haven't said this in a while, but when you get up in the morning and you, first of all, just give God praise. And what I do is I get up and I dance in the house. I just do my dance praising God, just giving him the honor. You know, when you get up and you're not bound by things and you just give God the praise, your day, I believe, will be so much better. So be encouraged that when you give God praise, that he is in the midst of those praises. And when you have situations in your life, you have something that you're facing, just praise him, because he told us in the book of Psalms that he inhabited the praises of Israel, and he inhabits our praises because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we must remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? And I say, I really don't care, because the Lord God Almighty is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So as we're leaving today, I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we are rejecting it, and it shall not come to pass, and we send it back to the sender. In fact, every curse that has been sent against us, we pray that the Lord would turn it into a blessing In the name of Jesus, we decree this morning that our families are blessed, and we're blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower, and I hope that everybody grasps that you get your bills paid and not continue to go into debt in the name of Jesus, because he wants us to love nobody but to owe no one but to love him. And I decree this morning that blessings are overtaking us and we have more than enough. And I decree and declare that we pull down those strongholds. The wickedness in high places is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and we are victorious through Christ. I decree this morning that the devil is under our feet, and he is destroyed. All of his plans are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. Thank the Lord for that. And I do thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and in my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some shall receive 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are and blesses you as he has promised. So let us rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. We will rise as an eagle. Hallelujah. Jesus, rise up above the earth in the spirit realm. And the Lord is making our feet like hind feet. He makes us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. And we will continue to love one another, love our family members into the kingdom. You know, sometimes they just need some love, and the Lord will draw them to him. So let's just keep the love going, and we know that God will bless, he will deliver, he will set free. So have a beautiful day. We look forward to coming back tomorrow and see what God has for us and what we have for him. So keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.